You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast with me, Ewan Spence. Joining me today, two companies well known in the industry, Between and Cylon. Now delving into all the little software guys that make the device sing and dance and do the exciting stuff. Joining me from Between now, it's Roberto Largeon. How are you doing, Roberto?
Fine, thank you.
You've been around the block a bit. You've been with Symbian for a fair while now, haven't you?
1999.
And you're really enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah, still working with Symbian.
So tell us a bit about Between. Where did it start? What applications have you done that our listeners are going to recognize?
Well, we have done many good applications. One was remote control, best enterprise solution for 2003. We made the photo editor embedded in the P800, P900, P910. This is an image editing application. And last but not least, mobile fax that sold a lot of copy on the Series 60 platform.
Okay, and that literally just turns it into a fax machine with the camera, or just with documents and text?
Documents. You can send and receive documents, and it's a pure enterprise solution.
Okay, so, I mean, where do you go from here? I mean, I know that you've been you're working beyond just the consumer, aren't you?
Yeah, correct. So in the last 5 years, we work a lot with consumer and also for the platform itself. And now we start to work with enterprise solution and operators. And we seriously are thinking to move to Symbian 9 and porting our application to consumer.
So, I mean, so you're working there you're on the P devices from Sony Ericsson. You've been working with some of the operators as well?
Yes, correct. We start working with R&D for Vodafone to some project, quite interesting, working on some remote control application for the customer base. And also we are now working on some SIP project for them.
Now, when you say remote control, you don't mean for a television, do you?
No, it's not remote control for television, but it's remote control for PC. But in the other way, so it's try to think on a customer services. So instead to take control of the PC, if you think on the other side, you can take control of the phone. So the customer call center can check your phone and instruct you how to use some special services that cannot be done manually by just sending SMS or MMS.
So it's almost like that they're there walking through the problem with you.
Exactly. They can follow you in voice and also directly on the phone showing you how to do some part of the application. That will the user experience will be much better.
Okay. And I suppose, I mean, it's very useful for the mobile companies because most of their support costs is in people not knowing how to do something with Symbian as opposed to actually having a broken phone, isn't it?
Yes, correct. So
what do you prefer then? Do you prefer working with somebody like Vodafone or do you prefer writing an application and getting it out to tens of thousands of people?
Good question. There are two things, no, actually. So working for a project made by others, it's very good. It's a very good experience because you always they push you always on the limits. But of course, it's not always your son. So when you work for an application for consumer, it will be always your son, so you dedicate a lot of time and a lot of effort that sometimes you will not have profits. But in any case, it's always your son. You always take care of him.
Okay, where can people find more information?
You can go directly on our website, www.between.com.
Okay, that's great. Thanks for your time, then. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
And joined by Roisek Nowaski. Tell us a bit about Cylon. What's the history of the company? I mean, it's been around for a long time, but where did it start?
The company started in 1997. It's in the times of Cylon. And then when the first Symbian devices came into market, we were a good experience and knowledge for this operating system. So it was a long time ago, 1997.
And how many software titles have you got now over the Symbian platforms?
Around 250 Symbian applications we produced so far during that time.
And out of those, what would one of them typify Cylon as a company?
There are several of them. One of them is Universal Remote Controller, the application that was beloved by the users of old Series 60 devices. Now it's information that this application will be ready on the new Series 60 devices quite soon. It's still under development. Other solutions that are quite typical for Psylocke, we are making language localizations. Those Arabic, Hindi, Hebrew, Japanese, support for non-Latin languages for Symbian smartphones. There are the examples.
Okay, and what have you got coming up in the near future alongside the remote control for Series 60 third edition? What are we looking out for?
Application, the wireless presenter is the example of, let's say, client-server application, which is communicating with PC computer. It's an application that has three main features. Wireless presenter has three main features. One of them is screen grabbing, which allows end user to see what's going on the smartphone screen on the PC side. Another one is controlling the PowerPoint presentation using smartphone. And the third one is the feature of mobile mouse, so you can control your PC mouse using your smartphone.
It's not using the camera interface.
No, it's not camera interface. It's not camera interface. It's joystick.
With the joystick. Right then. Okay. Yeah. When's that available?
It's already available.
That's already available now. Okay. Where can people find that and the rest of the applications?
You can find it on our website on psylocke.com, shop.psylocke.com, and of course on other big stores. Of course, you will find it all on All About Symbian as well.
Okay, well, thank you for the plug there. Very much appreciated, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast. www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2006.